Hello, and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you improve your American English and learn about our world at the same time. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we have two stories for you. The first is about free speech and a special movie. Then, new research about video games for young people. Are they a waste of time, or are there benefits that we have overlooked? Let's get started with part one. The documentary film, To Singapore with Love, tells about political dissidents from Singapore. The official website says the film explores the stories of nine people who left Singapore between the 1960s and 1980s. It says they fled to escape persecution by the government, first from Singapore's British colonial rulers, and later by the Singapore government. The 70-minute-long film has been shown at public events in Britain, India, and Malaysia, among other countries. But one place the movie cannot be seen is Singapore itself. That is because the government there banned public screenings of the film. As we hear from Bob Doty, the ban raises questions about free speech, not only for Singapore, but also for a famous university in the United States.
Yale University was planning to show the film at its partner school in Singapore. Yale and the National University of Singapore opened a partner institution in 2013. Yale officials plan to show the documentary at the Yale-NUS college campus until the government banned the film. Critics say the partnership with the National University has damaged the American university's image for academic freedom. Jim Sleeper teaches political science at Yale University. He wrote an article for the Huffington Post website in reaction to the ban. He noted that Singapore's prime minister and his party have a long record of blocking freedoms of expression they want to block and to permit whatever they decide to permit in this rich little city-state. Singapore's Media Development Authority has defended its decision to ban the film. Officials said the contents of the film undermine national security because legitimate actions of the security agencies are shown in a distorted way. The film's director, Tan Pin Pin, has asked the Media Development Authority to lift the ban. Ms. Pin Pin told VOA in an email that she has not agreed to any private screenings of the film in Singapore because the film is under appeal. She also sent a link to a local blog writer's story explaining the decision not to hold private screenings. In the blog story, the writer said that such screenings would reduce public pressure on the Media Development Authority to lift the ban on the film. If people could watch it at their school or with friends, they'll be less invested in making sure it's available to the public, the author wrote. Singapore has one of the highest gross domestic product levels per person in the world. Because of this economic success, some Singaporeans say they accept government restrictions as a trade-off to economic stability. Shane Teng is a data analyst in Singapore. He told VOA that sometimes Singaporeans are more interested in making money than concerning themselves with civil rights issues, such as government censorship. There's a saying in Singapore, "We are all busy making money." For people concerned with civil rights, they must have a lot of free time. Mr. Tang says he is interested in watching To Singapore with Love, but also does not want to create unwanted attention by the government. Yale NUS refused VOA's request for an interview, but said in a statement, it will not show the film until Ms. Pinpin agrees to a screening.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. A study by researchers at Oxford University has found that playing video games can be good for children. Christopher Cruz reports the study found that children and teenagers who play the games for less than an hour a day show good behaviors in school and life.
The researchers asked almost 5,000 people between the ages of 10 and 15 in Britain how much time they spent playing video games. They also asked them how happy they were and whether they have good relations with their friends and other students. The researchers found that young people who spend less than one-third of their time away from school playing video games had the highest levels of happiness. The researchers compared them to two other groups, those who didn't play games at all, and those who spent 3 hours or more a day playing them. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics. It suggests that the influence on a child's life of video games, whether good or bad, was not nearly as great as the effect of family members, friendships, or poverty. Another study on the effect of video games was performed by researchers at Dartmouth College in 2012. It was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The researchers say they found that teenagers who play violent video games that give rewards for taking risk are more likely to take high risks in their lives. Previous studies have linked these games to increased aggressiveness in young teens. This study, however, is the first to show that video games do more than increase aggression. It links some games to the use by teens of alcohol and illegal drugs, to risky driving, and unsafe sexual behaviors. The study lasted 4 years. Researchers asked more than 5,000 American teenagers questions about their experiences with games that have aggressive characters. Among those games is Grand Theft Auto. The researchers found that playing these kinds of games appeared to affect how the teens thought of themselves. They said the games appear to make the teenagers rebel and take part in possibly dangerous activities. Experts estimate people will spend more than $100 billion on video game activities worldwide by 2017. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You are listening to VOA, The Voice of America.